here. Mobile.
Good morning, Andrew.
How are you?
I may be a little scratchy. I'm coming up on the end of the black hole here.
Person, what the repeater was doing last week.
Took a repeater in right now. They put it in Friday evening.
Up to a point. I mean, you got to the point where you couldn't even hear what the other person was saying. Just barely make it out.
But like I said, they went up and changed the repeaters out Friday afternoon. But it seems to be back doing good with this repeater.
Did you find anything good?
A desk mic and some literature, a couple antenna books from the ARL.
Books are really good. People usually recommend getting those first. I haven't bought one yet, but I've always thought about it.
Over there, that's what I'd heard also, and I found it for $5, and it looked brand new, so I figured I'd find out what it was about.
Go for that book.
It's antenna basics, so it was not the big book, but still yet. I mean, they had a lot of different stuff over there. It was a pretty good little ham fest.
Miss it. I didn't feel like I was going to be rushing to try to get back at 1:45. Or to be back at home to be over on the west side of town at 1:45. So I figured it's best just to wake up Shelby.
I stayed about an hour and a half. We made another stop at Grouch's Army-Navy store there in Clyde, and we were back home by 12 o'clock.
Yeah, I just ended up didn't want to cut it too close and had to rush. What's bad is last year when we did it, you know, we went to Waynesville, I came back through Caesar's Head, we stopped there, took the boys up on Caesar's Head. I mean, we made a whole day out of it, and then, I don't remember, we had something going on late that evening, but it was just funny the difference between the two. I told the wife the next time, don't plan anything on that day, and she couldn't help it because it was my nephew's birthday party, so, oh well, it is what it is.
We got to put family first, no matter what, so you done the right thing.
Saw any good deals on rotators.
Two rotators over there. Now, I may have missed it, but I didn't see any.
That's really all I was wanting if I went up there.
Pretty hard to miss. They're pretty good size.
Set up in the main building and in that smaller, I don't know what it is, not a barn, but you know, it's still like house animals and stuff down there at certain times. Was it those two buildings again, or was it smaller or larger than last year?
One building and the building you're talking about, and then they had them down the side of both.
I think that's about the same size then, so. Now, Shelby will be coming up here in 1st of September, so. I thought I saw an email about it or something. I know it's coming up the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, or 3rd, 4th, 5th, something like Labor Day weekend.
Bought my tickets. They were selling tickets for it while I was there, so I went ahead and pre-registered so I could get in on the drawing.
Listen, be a good way to do it. Go ahead and go buy the tickets now, and that way I can tell the wife I got tickets. Came back out.
You can order them online, too, so you can still do that.
That'd be pretty good. I might have to go ahead and do that. Because I told her last night or night before, whenever I saw it pop up, I told her we definitely got a plan for that one. I can't believe it's 3 days.
Just last year is the first time I went, but it was bigger than the Waynesville Ham Fest, to me, anyway. And you may have people that come in on Saturday that they can't get there on Friday because of working, so I don't know. I'll go down Saturday anyway. I think Colin's going to ride with me. You're welcome to ride too if you want to.
Yeah, more than likely the boys will want to go because they like They actually like looking for stuff. My youngest son was a little bit upset we didn't go because I think he wanted another LED strip of lights for his TV. Even though we can order them on Amazon, he was a little disappointed we didn't go, but, you know, it was what it was. But I think that's what he had in mind. He was going to give him another LED strip of lights.
Where? I seen them.
But, I mean, it was pretty funny, but I was surprised because I didn't think either one of them wanted to get up. And so when he woke up, you know, he's like, "Are we leaving?" And I'm like, "No, decided not to go." And he was a little bit upset about it because I think that's what he had in his mind. He was going to go get him some LED light.
I can get them there and get them interested in it, whatever it takes, right?
Definitely that. They might not take an interest in radios, but maybe electronics or something. The games I'm happy with.
But now they offer those college courses in video gaming.
But because he had talked about that, and I'm like, well, first of all, you need to be good at math. And second of all, that's a very hard industry to get in. And those people, very fluid jobs. You know, they go someplace and they work for 4 or 5 years to do their project, and then they kind of let them go, and they got to move on to the next one.
You're playing the video games. That's a college degree where you're playing the video games.
Great. That's just giving somebody a piece of paper.
But they got somewhere, I don't remember which college it was, but I was like, same as you, there ain't no way. That's a waste of money for sure.
If that was come up in an interview, somebody's like, "Well, I got a 2-year degree in video games." Like, "Oh, you develop them?" No, I play them.
Make quite a bit of money doing that, so you can't knock them too much.
Not the professionals, but, you know, not everybody can make it to be a professional. And I don't know how a college degree would get you any closer. But that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. But I guess that's the way to get started. I mean, there's several of them that I know of that have made it fairly big just playing video games for a living.
Yeah, of them personally, but I've done some reading on it because my son was interested in that. And I was like, "You got to be kidding me." That's where I first heard about it, is he was telling me about it. I was like, "There ain't no way." I couldn't believe that they'd actually offer a degree in something like that.
It's almost be like a sports scholarship more than it would be to give you a degree. I don't know, you don't get a degree in football, so I don't know, I don't understand that one. KO4CEF.
4HKX. They give a lot of degrees, I don't really understand why, but that one there takes the cake for me.
This weekend?
Really? Wife and I spent time together Saturday there, and then come home, and she went and visited with her niece and her little baby. And so I sat at the house and took me a nap after that.
Flat. We tried to get in the pool for a little while, but I'll be honest, about 2 o'clock in the day, it really wasn't much relief. I think we ended up staying out there maybe a little more than an hour, and I'm like, "All right, yeah, I'm done. I'm ready to go back inside and enjoy some air conditioning."
Hot and humid, you couldn't do much. I mean, just walking around over there at the Hamfest inside and early in the day, I was soaking wet, sweating just from the humidity.
It didn't take long to warm up either. Shoot, it's almost 80 degrees now and the sun's barely up.
Just think, we still got another month to go of this heat.
EV cars, we would be a whole lot cooler.
About that, because you'd spend a lot of time walking.
You might be right on that one. Article was, I didn't get too far into it, but I think it was a guy made a 2,600-mile road trip in his electric vehicle, and I'm sitting there thinking to myself the whole time, like, how many times do you have to stop and charge during that? Like, how much time do you sit at the charger for a trip like that?
Because they got a 200 mile range, that's 13 hours of charging if they got a rapid charger. So, I mean, you're talking about extending your trip across the country days.
It would definitely add a lot of time. I don't know, and then I saw something else, and they were talking about how, I think it was a newer diesel or something. It was a new article I was reading where newer diesel has a less carbon footprint than an electric vehicle, all electric vehicles.
Go ahead and call your son, KO4HKX.
Hey, let's see who's up. Thank you, guys. KD4FDIW for FCM. Okay, thanks, guys. Eventually, we'll have you for FCM listening.
And have a good day.
FCM listening for him to get up. Bitch.
On those, I've slept past 7 o'clock in the last 2 years.
I ate 30 this weekend. I can't remember.
The EV thing working out. The hybrid, I can see it doing much better. It extends the range. You got a smaller battery, and you can have a smaller carbon footprint because of the battery and what it takes to manufacture it and dispose of it.
Yesterday, I wouldn't mind a plug-in hybrid, which is, you know, the PHEVs, and because most of those get about 20 to 30 miles on the main battery before they have to, you know, completely go back to using the combination of the two between the combustion engine and the battery. And I'm like, that wouldn't be too bad. I mean, trip to work's 20 miles. I'd probably make it for the most part, and then I'd have to come back home on the combustion engine, and I'm sure it'll recharge a little bit, but that wouldn't be bad. But just full-on electric, I still ain't. I'm not convinced yet.
You work, for instance. If they have to put in enough chargers to charge everybody's car while they're there so they can get home, you think about the expense and the power that's going to be used right there to do that. That would be astronomical, the amount of money and the energy it would take to charge those vehicles just for y'all to drive back and forth to work.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. And, you know, the bad part is so they had some chargers here, and we had an associate who was charging his Tesla, and the president at the time saw it and got very upset and was on his way out to talk to that person until they found out it was just a production associate. So they kind of reeled him back in. But it was funny to hear that. And then they ended up putting signs on it that you weren't allowed to charge your non-BMW at that charger.
There goes your freedom of speech. Because now you can't drive what you want to, or at least you can't charge it there. And I kind of get that because it's their right, it's their business, they're paying for it. So I'm not saying it's not, but at the same time, isn't it really? Because now you can't choose what you're wanting to do.
And I think Tesla, they're going to open up their chargers to other vehicles. But then I don't know that there's a common plug yet. I don't think that standard has quite made it. You know, there's plugs that have been agreed upon or used more frequently, but I don't think there's a standard plug that they all take yet.
See, that's another problem, where everybody's got different charging rates, different charger plugs, different requirements. I mean, it's just going to be a nightmare. And you're sitting there and your car's charging and the charger fails, whose fault is it? Is it yours? Is it the charger's fault? Is it the electrician's fault? Who's going to be liable for that?
I'm sure it'll come up eventually at some point, and then we'll know for sure. Probably some of that will depend on where you live and whatnot, too. So, well, Patrick, I am pulled up in the parking lot, so I'm going to slowly meander on into the plant and Make a day of it here, so you be safe out there on the road this morning, and hopefully we will holler at you this evening or this afternoon. It's KO4CEF, and I'll be clearing you fine.
For you this afternoon. Don't have too much fun there herding cats. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.